This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The discussion on Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025 is being held in the Lok Sabha. The bill seeks to modernize immigration laws and it has provisions to confer upon the central government certain powers with regard to passports, travel documents, visa and registration. The legislation has been brought to avoid multiplicity and overlapping of laws. We now take you live to Lok Sabha, where Home Minister is speaking on the bill.
ये अलायंस के नेता जब से राहुल गांधी बने हैं सरकार के अधिकृत डेटा की जगह वो एनजीओ का ही डेटा खंगालते हैं। कई बार तो भाषण भी एनजीओ का लिया हुआ करते हैं और कई बार छापा बगैर का संविधान भी लहरा देते हैं। मुझे मालूम नहीं है क्या हुआ है इस देश को। कनी मोदी जी ने कहा कि इतने सारे तमिल शरणार्थी आए हैं इसके लिए भारत सरकार की नीति क्या है। बहुत अच्छा मुद्दा मान्यवर, मेरा भी वो शरणार्थियों के लिए दिल इतना भी दुखता है जितना कनी मोदी का दुखता है। मगर उन्होंने कहा आपकी नीति क्या है, मैं नीति बताता हूँ। 1986 से जो भारत सरकार का नीति है और जब आप 10 साल यूपीए सरकार में थे तब जो आपका नीति था वो ही हमारा नीति है।
Congress MP Manish Tiwari initiated the discussion. He opposed the bill, alleging that the bill is against the Constitution. He demanded that the bill be sent to Joint Parliamentary Committee for more scrutiny. Earlier today, Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah announced that the government will launch the Sahkar Taxi, a cooperative-run ride-hailing service modelled after Uber and Ola. The Cooperation Minister was speaking during a debate in the Lok Sabha. He said the initiative is in line with the vision of Sahkar Se Samriddhi scheme.
साढ़े तीन साल में सहकारिता मंत्रालय ने दिन रात एक करे और कुछ ही महीनों में ओला उबर जैसी एक बहुत बड़ी कोऑपरेटिव सहकार टैक्सी आने वाली है जो टू व्हीलर की टैक्सी का भी रजिस्ट्रेशन करेगी, जो रिक्शा का भी रजिस्ट्रेशन करेगी और फोर व्हीलर का भी करेगी और उसका मुनाफा वो ड्राइवर के पास जाएगा।
द राज्यसभा इज डिस्कसिंग द फाइनेंस बिल 2025 एंड द एप्रोप्रिएशन नंबर 3 बिल 2025 फॉर कंसिडरेशन एंड रिटर्न। द फाइनेंस बिल seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the next financial year. Initiating the discussion, P. Chidambaram of Congress said inflation in food, education and healthcare unemployment rate in the country has increased. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan emphasized that the central government is farmer-friendly and continuously working with full commitment for the betterment of farmers. He said the work of purchasing the produce from farmers at the minimum support price is also being done in this direction. The Agriculture Minister said state governments have to ensure that there is no purchase below the MSP. Mr. Chauhan informed that the procurement at MSP is continuing in Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Gujarat, Karnataka, and Maharashtra. The Ministry of Defence today inked a 2,500 crore rupee contract for the procurement of the NAG missile system NAMIS, an anti-tank weapon platform, and 5,000 light vehicles. The Ministry in a statement said that the procurement of NAMIS and light vehicles will enhance indigenization and national defence equipment manufacturing capabilities. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that two more groups affiliated with the Hurriyat have discarded separatism. He stated that Jammu and Kashmir separatists groups Tehreek-e-Istiqlal and Tehreek-e-Istiqamat have reposed their trust in the new Bharat being built by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Home Minister made the announcement in a social media post stating that separatism is breathing its last and that the triumph of unity is echoing across Kashmir. In Pakistan's Balochistan, suspected insurgents shot and killed six people from Punjab province after forcing them off a passenger bus in Gwadar district. Senior Superintendent of Police Hafiz Baloch said that attack occurred late last night when armed men stopped a Karachi-bound bus near the Kalmat area. The Khelo India Para Games in Delhi have come to an end. On the final day, para table tennis finals were played. The Indian stock markets ended on a strong note today with both the Sensex and Nifty closing in the green. And that is the end of this news bulletin.